On today's episode, Laura and I are allowing our listeners to ask us anything that they have wanted to know about us.
Yes. And if you're not on Wisdom and you're coming in late, you can send us a private message and ask, and we'll answer them later on live.
There you go.
Tell me, Tina. Do tell.
So, first question. You ready?
Here we go.
All right. Until our listeners start asking questions, Laura and I are going to ask each other questions. So, Laura, you only get three words to describe yourself. What are they?
Badass. Is that one or two words?
Well, there's that comedian.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think badass is one word.
Okay. Warrior. W-A-R-R-I-O-R. Warrior. And a fighter would probably be included in warrior. So, badass warrior. Bitch. Because I can be it.
I noticed that you went with all, like, very aggressive things.
Maybe that's the mood I meant. Lover.
There you go.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. Okay, now you have to answer that question.
Oh, I have to answer the same question?
Yes.
Let's see. I get three words. All right. So I would say kind, love,
See, we're yin yang. I'm all the kick ass, and you're like, I'm kind. I'm love.
Kind, love, and hope.
Nice.
Hopeful.
Okay.
Hopeful, yeah.
Okay.
So, all right. Next.
Let's see. What superpower would you choose for yourself? And give me an example of how it would apply in your job.
Okay, so my superpower would be to have the ability to allow other people to see the truth of a situation.
Gotcha.
And how I would apply that in my job would be because, you know, society has convinced us of what is and what is not, you know what I mean? And how I would use it in my job would be to help people to shut off that societal teaching and just see the truth of the situation of how it applies to just them.
Nice.
So, same question for you.
For me? Mine, it's going to be something like flying or something. You're like, I'm going to help mankind. Mine's like, I am going to fly so I can travel the world.
Coffee and wine.
What would my superpower be? I don't know. I think it would be the same. I don't know. Because, hard one. I envision my head like a TV set and where they could see a replay of the event they're wanting to see, but without having to feel the emotion, right?
Gotcha.
Like, what I get a lot of times, and I'm sure you do too, is like, I know something happened, but I'm not sure, right? And so basically similar to yours, right? Like the truth, the truth of it, so... Seeing the truth of their situation.
Got you. And how would you use that in your job?
Yeah, just and to let them know. Because like I said, so many come in like, you know, I really want to know. I really, you know, I believe this happened, but I'm not 100% sure.
Right, right.
And I've been there myself, right? And you like, you want to get over that doubt.
Right.
And
you want to be able to see the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that there is a new, has that feature in the app launched yet where people can message?
I think so.
So there's a new little thing that the amazing Miss Deo has added to Wisdom, where our listeners can actually send us a question via chat.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not really quite sure how it works just yet.
But if we see one, we'll.
But if we
we'll
see one, yeah, if you know how to do it, please feel free to request to be a guest and tell us how it works. And B, feel free to send in a question. Or request to be a guest. We would love to have your questions. So, Laura, I am next. I am so scared to ask you this question.
Oh, boy.
What is something everyone else loves that you secretly find overrated? And why?
Children.
Children, okay.
No. They're highly overrated.
And why do you say
no,
that?
No, I'm just kidding. I love my children.
Yeah, you love your children.
Yes, that is true.
What is something that other people in general love, but
I'm sure I have many, many, and nothing is coming to mind. You probably know that answer for me.
I was afraid of
hugs.
Hugs.
Hugs. Oh, oh my gosh. Yeah, people here love to hug.
And why do you not like to hug?
Don't touch me. Childhood trauma, maybe? I don't
know.
Personal space. Giving away my energy or absorbing somebody's energy. I've adopted or I'm trying to adopt the, you know, clasp hands together and bow. That seems like I'm honoring you. There you go. You don't have to touch me. Namaste the fuck away. How about yourself?
So for me, I think that it is... So, you know, what you and I do, we're part of the energy community, and there is this really big belief system of, like, you know, this, like, it's beautiful. The transformation is beautiful.
Oh, you're a butterfly.
You're a butterfly, and you're just gonna, you know, you're just gonna transform into this amazing human, and blah, 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 and it's like... Bullshit.
That's not the way it is.
That's not how it... Like, what you're doing, that's kindergarten classes. Because to truly transform and remove all of the bullshit from your past and become a greater version of you, sometimes it is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it sucks and it hurts and you have to look at things that you don't want to look at. Sometimes you have to look at things...
Well, they don't explain what the chrysalis goes through before it becomes the butterfly.
Exactly.
It goes through hell.
Yeah.
To get out of its little cocoon.
Exactly. And so I don't like how it is.
The foo-foo-ness.
I don't like the plasticness of it because that's not real. That's not, that might be the beginning stages of it, but that's not real.
Yeah.
And
it leads people up for deception. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say it sets people up to fail because they're like, wait, no, this wasn't supposed to be hard. Somebody was supposed to have a magic wand and wave it over me and I'd be a butterfly. And it's like, yeah, that's not how it works.
No, it takes
so,
time.
Yeah. So that's my...
Yeah. You know what I forgot too? Hair. Hair is highly overrated.
There you go.
I just shaved all mine off.
I know. And you look beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It was
beautiful. Okay, so... if you weren't in this line of work, what career would you want to pursue?
Stripper.
Easy money, right?
I gotta do something.
I always say God didn't give me a hot body because I would have just been a stripper's.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, I gotta put this rack to use, you know what I'm saying? No.
Just money just gets thrown at you.
So my youngest daughter, who's 21, told me that her dream job is to be a dominatrix.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh, but, and she said, no, I don't have to have sex with them or do anything.
She just whips them.
Yeah. She said, I just get to take out my aggressions on them. And I was like, I'm afraid to uncork that bottle.
There is somebody for everybody.
I'm afraid to uncork that bottle. What would I do? I would like to be somebody who tries out beautiful, luxurious mansions on the beach before the homeowner moves in to make sure that there's nothing wrong with it.
Gotcha. I didn't know that job existed, but we can create it.
You didn't say a job that already exists. You just said, what job would I want?
What would you want?
If anybody has anything good that can stump Laura, please feel free to request to be a guest.
I would be one of those people that writes like the traveling articles. It's like you travel all over the world and
you
write about each place. I don't know what they're called. Travel journalist, maybe, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. And you get to like sample, you know, resorts and cruises and you just write about it.
So same exact thing, just you want to write about it.
Yes, but my job actually exists. You just made yours up.
the job I have right now, I made that up too.
True that. True that.
All right.
There's no job description.
All right. Would you rather have a home on the beach or in the mountains?
Beach.
Why?
Because that's my happy place.
Yeah.
The ocean, the sand.
I'd like to have one of each because I love the beach, like the water. I have to hear the water, you know. But I would also, when it gets too hot, because, you know, we live in St. George, Utah. And when it gets to 117, I want to go to the mountains.
Yeah.
So.
True. But yeah, I'm a beach bum at heart.
There you go.
Okay. What does this mean? How do you test a calculator?
With another calculator?
Right.
Right?
I'm sorry. No, I don't know. So, what's the very first job you had that's not on your resume? Because we all have that one job we didn't put on our resume. And what did you learn from the experience?
So, my very first job that is not on my resume, I was, I think, like 14. And it was A&W Root Beer when they still had you on roller skates.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And I learned that if a hateful 17-year-old girl does not like your older sister, she will throw fries in your face and then tell management that you dropped them.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'd find a special place for those french fries.
So, Laura, what was your first job that's not on your resume? Yeah.
I don't include a lot of them because they're like, they have nothing to do with what I did. You know what I mean? But
well, and the prostitution was illegal, so.
Yeah.
You pretty much don't want to put that on there.
I did save for my 401k. No, I'm just kidding. It was at this coffee shop, and it was so ghetto. This was in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
And the man that owned it had like a little mattress like in the back room.
Ew.
And a bathroom and a shower.
Ugh.
And I was like 15. And one day he called me back there, and he's like laying on the bed.
Ooh.
And there's a lady standing next to him. I believe it was either his partner or his wife, and she's just this sleaziness. And he proceeds to tell me that he has coffee shops all over Argentina and he'd like to send me to some of them because I was such a great employee. That's called child trafficking.
But first, let me just make sure that you're really good at making
Needless
coffee.
Needless to say, I did not even respond and I turned around and walked straight home.
Good for you. Good for you. What did Lele say when you got home?
No, I never told her. I handled my own shit. Because I probably would have gone to, like, she would probably have told me, like, don't go work there, it's gross or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a job, I'm going.
Right,
so,
right.
We have a guest. It's Ms.
Oh,
Dio.
Oh, Ms. Dio, my beautiful friend. What a beautiful lady. I'm afraid of what Dio's going to ask.
Well, don't be afraid.
Yeah, laughing. Just remember, Ms. Dio, we get to ask you a question back.
Oh, you do? Oh, I did.
She's like, wait, the connection is bad.
I'm breaking up. No.
Hey, Ms. Dio, would you mind taking a minute to explain the new option of
the chat?
Sure. You mean the, so literally the DMs, not the ask me anything, which is.
Right.
Which is
one. But both. Yes,
well, no,
we want both.
We're going to make you come on and ask us a question after that, but.
Sure. Yes, so we do now have chat and DMs enabled, and but what you will find is that if you haven't messaged the person before, you need to be at least following them to be able to DM them. So I don't know if that may have been your question because you know you might have noticed you can't DM everyone, but if you look in your top toolbar, there's now a little chat bubble.
Awesome.
And yeah, you can create a chat. And what you'll find is if you tap the chat bubble and then you hit the little plus to create the chat, you will see a list. And I know it is a very long list depending on how many followers you have. So we are going to make this a bit more user friendly. But you'll be able to scroll down and see everyone who you can follow.
Fabulous.
Got you. Awesome.
Thank you.
So for those listeners that do not know, Miss Beautiful Dio is the founder and creator of Wisdom. And we tout her praises all the time because she's an amazing human and definitely embodies the feminine energy of a badass.
Oh, thank you so much. So yes, I need to come back up because I've answered that question. And then ask me anything.
Anything.
No, the new feature. So now I'm not sure. Are you on the latest version of Wisdom? I'm not sure if you have some people have their phone settings so that whenever an app updates in the app store, they automatically get the new update in the background.
I have this on my MacBook, so I don't know if it's actually updated or not.
Yeah. Do you have an option to ask you anything?
Yes, I do. So if you tap my face, you should see a purple button underneath me that says ask me.
Yeah, it says manage.
It actually says manage.
So yeah, we probably have the older version.
Oh, what I mean is if you tap my profile.
Got you.
Okay.
So you'll be looking at my Wisdom profile if you tap it.
We're going to lose you. Come right back on so you can ask the question. I have so much respect for Miss Deo. She's just an innovator, and she just did not allow anything to stop her from becoming the amazing human that she is.
Here she is.
So what's your question? And who is it?
So my question, it's actually about your podcast, because I love the title. And first of all, I don't know if you know, you can link your podcast in your Wisdom profile now.
We did not know that, but we're going to do that.
Yes. And then we'll just see the artwork and people can, tap through to it. But I wanted to know if there was a backstory around the title to the podcast. I think the title really, and I think maybe different people interpret the title differently, but the way I interpret the title is that, I feel as humans, and sometimes particularly as women or people who identify as women, there's like a set of things that like the universe dictates that you should have to do or that you should do. And so I really like the title because it reminds me to kind of be conscious and not just do things because it's the convention. Oh, that's what you should do. That's what you have to do. But I want to ask both of you, what's the story behind the title?
So we do have two podcasts.
She's talking about
the Oracle, are you talking about the Warrior, or Who Said You Have To?
Who Said You Have To?
Okay.
So Who Said You Have To? I started several years ago. I started writing. So I wrote, my first book was Becoming an Oracle, Proof God Has a Sense of Humor. And after that one, I started writing a second book called Becoming a Warrior, Proof God Has a Sense of Humor. But I kept having all of these little things of the societal bullshit that we are told what we must do, that, especially like as women, you must get married, you must have children, you must do this, you must do that. Well, who said you had to? Who said that? And for years and years and years, it was always God said so. And so Laura and I, we decided, we were talking, I was talking about all of these things that I'd kind of compiled, and we were like, let's do a podcast on that. Let's explain to the world where some of this stuff actually came from. Because I'm going to tell you this, 99.9% of it, A, didn't come from God. B, came from a specific teaching, normally, especially if it has to do with women. Mm-hmm. It was a teaching that was taught at a specific, by a specific religion or specific church or a specific society. And we are beholden to it. Why are we beholden? Who said we had to? Because I'm going to tell you this, if you're not paying my bills, if you're not making out with me, you know what I mean? And if you are not my creator, and Dea, we're pulling you right back on. If you are not my creator, I am not beholden to you. And so that was the premise of starting Who Said You Have To?
Okay, no, that's great. And I'm not sure if you, because whether maybe my reception wasn't good when I was asking the question, because I was asking about the title of Who Said You Have To, but then I know you were asking me to clarify which of the podcasts. So hopefully you did hear within my question. That's the one I was asking about. And yeah, I interpreted it a similar way. And yeah, you've given me a lot to think about. I think it's very powerful. And as you said, particularly as women, apologies to anybody listening in, you know, who perhaps doesn't identify as a woman who might be feeling kind of excluded, because I'm sure there is a male equivalent of this. But, you know, we are talking about women. But to your point, yes, there are so many conventions and milestones and goals that are expected of women. And I'm adding milestones because a milestone has to happen at a particular time, which I think adds a layer of pressure, because it's a woman, it's not just that you're supposed to do certain things, it's also by a certain time. And I think it's great. And I think the religious aspect, whoa, that adds in a whole other dimension, because I do find sometimes when I'm in like sort of some discussions about, you know, sometimes like, you know, women, conventions, relationships, that sometimes when religion comes in, it's like, well, yeah, it's in the Bible, so you have to do this, and then there's no like flexibility.
There's no better question to ask somebody when they said, well, you know, you have to do this, and my response is who said you have to, and they'll literally stop and think about it. Some will start saying, oh, it's in the Bible or it's in the, and that, but most of the time people will be like, you know what? You're right. Who said I have to have long hair because I'm a woman? Who said I have to, you know, anything?
Because the whole thing is that our purpose on earth is to speak our truth with no fear of judgment and allow others to accept it or not and love them either way. So, because if I cannot convince you, Miss Beautiful Deo, to agree with me, to believe in what I believe in, it doesn't make me wrong. And it doesn't make you wrong. It means we have two different paths on this earth. And who the hell am I to judge? I'm not God. I am not of any deity. I am a human being, and I am flawed. So if you follow what I tell you to do and I'm wrong, I don't pay for it, you do. So you get to choose your life, your path, because you're loved exactly as you are.
I think, wow, thank you. I'll just hop back up to...
Please do.
Nope. But yes, if you all want to stop somebody in their tracks, ask them.
Who said you have to? Yeah, exactly. It is because it puts them in a space of now you're not on the hot seat. They are.
Mm-hmm. So I really like that. And was what I do sometimes, because sometimes, as you said, people will raise questions or they will raise concerns. Oh, haven't you thought about doing this? Or surely you should. And what I now say, it's I'm going to start saying who said you have to as well. But what I say sometimes to shut it down, I say, well, not everyone is meant to do the same thing and at the same time.
Fabulous.
How boring.
I know. It's a great way to say
you said you have to.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying how boring. If everybody wanted to work at McDonald's, who would raise the cows?
Do they use cows at McDonald's?
Well, all right. Who would raise the artificial meat? You know, so I see where you're coming from. Not everybody wants the same things in life, nor do we have to. Nobody is less if they don't want to have children. Nobody is less if they don't want to have a mate. Nobody is less if they prefer a career.
Absolutely.
Who said?
Absolutely. Oh, this is great. Thank you so much. Well, I've really enjoyed my, you know, our chat. And yeah, my gosh. And I'm just saying, I love the topics that you're handling, because some might consider it a little bit taboo, but I think these are all things that we as humans, and particularly women, we think about these things, and you know, we have discussions about these things. So it's great to just, you know, have it in the open.
And you know, Ms. Deo, the thing is that they may be taboo, and they may be things that are uncomfortable, but they're still plaguing our countries. They're still plaguing this world. And somebody has to step up. somebody has to step up and say, hey, you know what? If you want to have this conversation with us, that's a great thing about wisdom. There's several conversations going on at one time. If mm-hmm. ours doesn't toot your horn, that's okay. You can go to another one. We're not going to be hurt. But if this is something that you needed somebody to have the courage to step up and talk about, then here we are. Because this amazing lady named Deo said, I'm going to create this. These other two amazing ladies, Tina and Laura, said, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of what the world is going to say because I love myself. And I believe in me. And I know that God loves me exactly as I am.
Absolutely. I think that's a great way for us to wrap. So yeah, wishing you the rest of the best, the best of the rest of your wisdom talk. Stumbled over my words, but thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Dale.
Anytime,
Dale. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hello, amazing listeners. Sorry for the interruption, but Laura and I wanted to ask for your help.
There is this cool program that we use called Patreon. When you sign up for Patreon under Who Said You Have To, you will get exclusive gifts from Tina and me.
For as little as $5 a month, you can get bonus content, live videos with Laura and me, which coffee and wine.
Fully clothed.
As well as an awesome Who Said You Have To sticker.
Another way to help us is to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Reviews are how we grow our listenership.
Laura and I love doing this podcast, and we truly appreciate all of your support.
Now, back to the show.
Thank you. So I don't know what question.
Oh, man, we never got to ask her a question.
Oh.
That's okay.
Yeah, we can text.
We'll catch you another time, sweet girl.
So I don't know where we were, but the first job.
No.
So I was done with the first job that I had.
Because the next one is, and I would have asked Ms. Deo this one, too. All right, Ms. Deo, I'm going to ask you this one. All right. So, Laura.
Yes.
If you could jump into a pool full of something, what would it be?
Oh.
I know.
M&M's.
There you go. Peanut, chocolate.
Just plain.
Peanut
just
butter.
Plain.
Oh, just plain. That was a little aggressive.
All there is in my house is a giant jar of M&M peanuts that my husband and my daughter love. And I don't like to buy chocolate for myself, so I don't
they're
eating it all day. But
they were on sale at Costco. I got the same one.
It was. That's how I got it. $13. So how about you?
Well, I have the
Dr. Pepper.
I have the real answer, and then I have the one that will make you go, I would jump into a pool of love.
Oh, shut the hell up.
I knew that one would get to you.
So, it's flooding.
I would want to jump into a pool of water straight from the base of the Tree of Life.
Oh, nice.
Because I'm allergic to fluoride.
You can't have any of my M&Ms. Sorry. All you get is water. You don't even like to drink water.
Well, I'm allergic to fluoride, so I can't drink it. It crystallizes. Fluoride crystallizes your third eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps you from seeing truth. So, just saying.
Yes.
What's the next one for you?
Let me tell you. Tell me how you would sell hot cocoa in Florida. Or St. George.
Yeah, because it's really the same. I would sell it with a free cup of ice.
But that's not hot cocoa.
No, I would sell the
hot cocoa.
I would sell the hot cocoa.
Okay, gotcha.
And then give them a cup of ice with it so that they could have the free will to choose.
To choose if they want a hot or cold. Shut the front door. I would sell it to do ceremonies, our little cacao ceremonies.
But that's not hot chocolate.
Pretty much. I didn't have to tell them. I'd be like, okay, come through this door.
Here's a good one. You ready?
Tell me.
All right, Laura.
Yes.
If you could be any fictional character, who would it be?
Wonder Woman. No, you know what? The whatchamacallit. What's her name? Oh, Wonder Woman was pretty cool. Wonder Woman.
Amazon Woman, yeah.
Amazon Woman. She had the invisible plane, right?
Oh, yeah. The only thing
the only thing is,
you could never fly your plane naked.
True. I could. Who said?
Who said? You could.
Who
yes.
Said?
That's true.
I had the lasso of truth, and she could jump and spin. I don't have the hair now to spin.
I literally, used to do, as a kid.
I think we all did spin around like that.
Yeah. If you were...
That's, or what's her name, Wanda from, is it
the DC comics, or
I have no idea.
WandaVision, the witch,
not even
powerful, the most nothing. Powerful witch on the earth.
Yeah, I got nothing for you.
So the chick from WandaVision, whoever she is,
I would be
Ant-Man.
Who?
Ant-Man.
Who's that? Oh, Ant-Man. Ant-Man. No, I wouldn't want to be like a superhero. Like I already lived that life. Like if I get to be a fictional one, yeah. Like I want to. I want to be somebody who. No, I want to be Charlie from Charlie's Angel because I don't ever have to show up or get dressed. I could just make calls from my
hear your voice.
I could literally just stay in my pajamas all day, sit out on the back porch, smoke cigarettes,
probably be a billionaire,
drink Dr. Pepper, be a multi-billionaire, and just make phone calls every now and then and say nice things.
Have you ever seen the show The Boys about superheroes? So it's really jacked up.
Oh,
superheroes.
Yeah. No, I tried to watch it.
So there's one. This might be a little TMI for the show, and they can bleep it out later. There is one that it's a superhero, and he shrinks to very tiny, tiny form. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, if he gets angry, or I can't remember what it is, he just explodes back to regular form.
Oh.
So he is homosexual. Mm-hmm. So the boyfriend asked him to crawl up.
Oh, stop it. Okay, no. We're stopping it right there. Whoop, we're cutting that one off. Just whoop.
If you'd like to know the ending. If you'd like to know the ending.
I think they all know the ending.
Go watch The Boys.
They all know the ending. Whoop, nope, we're stopping right there. Let's see. The worst lie you ever told your parents. There we go.
The worst lie?
You ever told your parents.
Oh, gosh. How am I going to remember that? It's hard to remember lies. Don't run, Tina. Don't run. The worst lie. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. You can step out. I will try and think of my worst lie. Can anybody come on the show and share the worst lie they've ever shared with their parents? Because this is sort of anonymous, right? Nobody is on here. Tina had to step away for a second, so I would love to play this game with somebody if you would like to participate and come on and ask a question, or I can ask you one. There we go. So this is interesting. I'm still trying to think of the best lie that I told my parents. It was probably something like where I was going or what I was doing, and then it wasn't. I was probably out partying with friends. When I lived in South America, there was really no age specific where you could go out to clubs, and they didn't check IDs back in the day. So I'm pretty sure that's one of the lies that I fed to my parents. I'm going to ask Tina that one when she gets back. She is incapable of lying now. So I would be intrigued to see previously what her lies were. Again, if I would have a gracious volunteer to come on, since I'm speaking here alone, to ask a question or get a question asked to them, I would highly appreciate it. Nothing. Nobody wants to share a secret. Very interesting. How about if I ask one and y'all type in the answer? So, let me see. Tina has all the questions on her side. So what is the biggest deal breaker in a job? Has anybody out there had a job that had a definite deal breaker and they had to leave? Mine was probably in that coffee shop that I was speaking about earlier, where the owner asked me to go to different coffee shops that he owned around the country, which was, I'm pretty sure, a lie, and it was more a sex trafficking thing. So that was a deal breaker for that job. Even though I needed the money, I got out as soon as I could. So that sounds interesting. Well, if Tina doesn't come back here pretty quickly, I'm going to be wrapping this up unless I have a gracious volunteer. Nobody. Well, thank you. Let's see if I can answer. I think we already did that one. Does anybody have a favorite joke they would like to share? Because the next question in line for Tina for me is, what is my favorite joke? But I'd like for her to be present for that one. Does anybody have a joke they would like to share? Nobody's coming on. Okay. I'll go on to another question if anybody would like to answer it. How about the weirdest nickname you've ever had? When I grew up, I was the baby of the family. And apparently when people would come to visit the house and wanting to meet me, they would ask, where's the baby? My parents spoke Spanish, so I guess they thought it was cute, maybe. So my nickname became Baby, and to this day, all family and family friends still call me Baby. So it's pretty interesting when my brother and I, we do short films together, and he's usually the director, and I help with screenplays and acting, and he'll holler out, and he's like, hey, Baby, you know, come do this. And we've gotten some weird looks because they know we're siblings, and Baby's not a common thing you would call a sister. So at least here in the United States. I don't know about abroad. If my life was a movie, oh, here comes Tina, I can hear her. I haven't had any participants, so I've been self-answering questions. That's interesting. So I answered about the weirdest nickname. Mine was Baby, and I gave the explanation why, so I won't go over that again.
Okay.
I asked people to come on and participate. I asked them if they had a joke or anything, but I didn't have any takers. I said thank you very much, and I moved on. So,
all right.
What is the weirdest nickname you've ever had?
Weirdest?
I think that was the question.
Yeah, but yeah. Weirdest.
Like mine was Baby, and for example, when I'm with my brother, he calls me Baby. And so people give us weird looks, you know.
Failed investment? I don't know.
I wouldn't call that weird. I'd call that just mean.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever had like a weird... Oh, you know what? Actually, I had a...
Sprinkle tits or something?
No. No, but I like that one. No, I had a boyfriend in high school who called me tweaker because I didn't do drugs, but just, I was always, like, I said what I meant. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I spoke, and he would always call me tweaker because he would say that, like, you never know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Okay. And then I left off also as well. I did the lie. That's the one you asked me, and mm-hmm. I said that mine was probably... lying to my parents about where I was because in Argentina there was no legal age to go to clubs and drinking.
Right.
Probably the biggest one. And I explained to them that you can't lie right now, but I'm sure before you had a few. So,
so biggest lie I ever told my mom.
And did you confess after? At the church?
Oh, no, I wasn't.
With the priest.
I wasn't Catholic, so I was good. That I wouldn't put her in a nursing home? No, I'm just kidding. I can't think of anything. Like, she was never there for me to lie to.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? She didn't care what I did as long as I stayed away from her. She mm-hmm. didn't really, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so the biggest lie would be, I love you, mommy dearest.
Well, I did, though. Right. You know what I mean? Like, the biggest lie I told myself was, no, she loves me. So, but let's see. Okay, so let me ask you another one.
Okay.
If you had to pick an animal, like, what is the sexiest animal?
Like a jaguar, like a black.
Ooh, yeah, like a black. Like black, jaguar. Black panther.
Yes.
Yes, I agree. I think I'm with you on the same.
She's beautiful, one. But she'll kick your ass.
Yeah. Very sweet. Well, you know, we named our cat Bagheera, black cat
after.
Bagheera, after Bagheera on the Jungle Book, the black panther on the Jungle Book. So now, all right, if you could be any animal.
I think I always say bird, just so I can fly.
I would be a unicorn.
So they can hunt you down?
No.
Because they're beautiful, but they got hunt down.
Yeah, but then I could just spear them with my horn.
Gotcha. Your penis horn. They call those strap-ons nowadays.
I was going to say my head horn. But
is that where you put them? That got awkward.
That got awkward real quick. If anybody would like to come on and be a guest,
nobody apparently wants to come on.
Please feel free. You can ask us, obviously, as you can see, you can ask us anything you want. We will answer.
Yes.
So, Laura, what is your favorite joke?
See, I asked that one, and I can't remember. Most of my jokes that I've learned, I remember them all in Spanish. And when you translate them, they're horrible.
Yeah, okay.
So there's no new...
I got one for you. Okay. So if your life was a movie... What would it be called?
Kicking asanas and taking namastes. I saw that on a bumper sticker. So instead of kicking, asana is pose in yoga. So
got you.
So kicking asanas, taking namastes. It's very fitting.
Got you. Okay. It's beautiful.
How about yourself?
Well, it depends on which phase of my life.
Right now.
Right now. Because, if you're talking like childhood, it would be, my brother was
a never-ending story.
No, my brother was Damien, so.
The Exorcist.
And if it was my early 20s, it would be Wrong Turn. And
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
That would be my early 20s, late teens, early 20s. And it was the best. Anyways, but right here, right now, I think it would be God is for Real.
Cool.
Just that space of trying to help people to see what is and what isn't, and find that inner truth and love for themselves.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. If you had to rename yourself, what name would you choose?
Can I use Sophia?
If that's what you want to rename yourself.
Yes. So I would be Sophia.
Sophia, what would I be? I don't know. I was reading the other day. It's like names, actually the energy, the vibration of when your name is pronounced. Mm-hmm. Sends out like ripples into the universe and, blah, blah, like any sound. So the name has to be like powerful and important. So Queen Laura. Keeping the Laura. I like the Laura.
How about
adding Queen?
Sally.
I have a joke.
You have a joke.
Now that you said that.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Why did Sally fall off the swing?
To get to the other side.
Because she didn't have any arms. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Sally.
Okay, Laura. We're not going to do jokes with you anymore. You just sit there and look pretty, honey.
You said Sally. You cannot say Sally without me saying that joke.
That is so on me. Okay, I'm 100% with you. All right. So what is something you wish you were really good at?
I have another joke.
No.
It's a knock-knock.
No, we're not going to go.
What is something I wished I was really good at?
Telling jokes.
Hey, I had people rolling, but in Spanish. It's very different. I have a very different voice in Spanish. Something that I wish I was good at. I'm good at everything.
I know you
are. I'm sorry. Probably writing. I really want to write. I have so much stuff, and I have little notes and books all over my house and journals all over my house.
Who says you're not good at writing?
Me.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the correct form, I guess, that it needs.
Who said that there's a correct form?
The editors.
And you trust them?
I don't know. That's how books sell.
I disagree.
There needs to be a logic to it, and right now it's scrambled, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so. No, I do understand that. I do understand that.
So how about you?
What was the question?
What do you wish you were good at or something? What was it?
Lying.
Why do you want to lie?
No. I wish I was good at being able to walk away from a situation that is like none of my business. Like be like, okay, this person doesn't want help, and they don't want me to help them, and they don't want help. They of just like that not plaguing me, like not being like, should I have done more?
You need to do is like the superhero walk away. So you light them on fire, have them explode, and you just walk.
No. I drop the mic. The mic explodes, catches them on fire, and then I
Then
walk
you
away.
Walk, and then you don't even shrivel or nothing when the explosion happens. You just keep walking.
Got you.
That's a gift.
It's a gift. I love you, Laura.
You see them walk away. Like, if I hear an explosion, I'm going to be hunkering down. They just keep walking.
So, what was the last
still
show?
Their drink or their popcorn? Nothing.
What was the last show you binge-watched?
I haven't stopped. Schitt's Creek. It's on constant play. Either it's in my daughter's room or my room.
Yeah.
It's nonstop. And I always find something funny about it.
Got you.
And then that other one that I had you watch, that I asked you to watch.
Well, that was
God's Favorite Idiot.
Yeah.
I like watch that all like in a day and a half.
So that was because you don't watch TV very often. Mm-hmm. And that was the last thing I binge watched was God's Favorite Idiot. And if you guys haven't watched it, it like is
Portrait of our life.
It is literally like if Laura and I, if Laura was a... was Melissa McCarthy and I was a creepy dad cat.
That's her husband.
I know.
Yeah.
And I was her husband. Like literally that parallel sort of life. So as I'm watching it, I'm texting Laura and I'm mm-hmm. going, has someone been watching us?
Yes.
What in the hell? Smells,
yeah.
So but
it was like chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, no. Right down to angels smelling like chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
So but it was really that was the last one I binge watched. So all right, Laura.
Yes.
What is the most spontaneous thing you've ever done?
Shave my head.
Yeah.
I mean, I had talked about it, but I just woke up and I said, let's do it.
Yeah.
Booyah.
And I'm glad that you look stunning.
Thank you.
You really do. You look stunning.
I'm so free, and I am not a prisoner to my hair anymore. Who said women have to have hair?
There you go. So the most spontaneous thing I've ever done, I think, would be moving to St. George, Utah.
True.
Like literally came up here and did some seminars and called my husband and said, hey, let's move to St. George, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really hoping that he said no. But he said, oh, is that where God wants us? Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
So moving from Corpus Christi, Texas,
yeah.
That was very spontaneous.
That was
yeah.
for us as well. So I think we've been on a good portion of time.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep going or what?
So there's just a couple more here. Let's see. What is your favorite item of clothing?
Of clothing. My favorite item. I don't have one anymore. I used to have like a favorite that I would, you know, always hold on to forever. And now I'm just like, do I have to wear clothes? type thing.
My favorite.
So definitely my yoga pants, just because they're comfy as heck. And did I do yoga or am I just being lazy and comfortable? You'll never know.
Mine is any sweatshirt because that means it's not hot
150
outside.
Degrees.
That means it's not hot outside, and I'm happy because I hate the heat.
Yes.
So much. So I have one more. You ready?
Okay.
If anybody has a question or anything that they'd like to know, please feel free.
I'm telling you, I asked earlier.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, but maybe you asked like that. And they said,
no, I was very nice. You would have been proud.
All right. So if you had a time machine, would you go back in time or visit the future?
Totally back in time. I don't want to know the future.
Yeah. Where would you go?
I don't know. Because I've done like those past life hypnosis things. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
If I had the time machine, it would definitely be sometime that has running water and toilets.
Yeah.
Because.
Mine have to have air conditioning. So
yeah, I could do without the air conditioning. I've lived a lot of time without that, but not definitely running water. So as far back as you can go.
And still have running water.
And still have running water. That's as far as I'd go.
I would, there's like so many things that I would love to go back in. I guess it would depend on can I intervene or is it just something
no,
I have to
you
watch?
Cannot. That disrupts the timeline. Quantum physics, man.
Who said?
Who said? Back to the Future.
All six or ten of their movies said so. So, yeah, I wouldn't want to do future either. I'm not interested in knowing the future. But I think that I would go back to, my birth, and because I'm really curious if I was like switched at birth, like with another baby or something. You know what I mean? Like, and I'd like to know who did it, so that I could still bring them up on charges.
Satan
himself.
Switch this little baby.
Oh goodness. So well, I hope that you guys enjoyed this as much as Laura and I did. I hope you got some laughs out of it. And hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for listening to our goofiness.
Coming on and hearing us and listening to us. And just remember, you're loved exactly as you are.
Peace.
If you have suggestions for topics that you would like us to cover or you have a question, please feel free to contact us via email at whosaidyouhaveto@gmail.com. If you would like to know more about Free Will Healing, Tina, or me, visit our website at www.freewillhealing.com.
And also, please check the show notes for all of our Who Said You Have To social media links on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, where you can follow or subscribe to get updates for any upcoming events or personal appearances near you.
We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember, Who Said You Have To?